Now I would like to say something that's Nogea to Zayin Cheshvan. Today was Zayin Cheshvan when we started saying the same Talmud Motor. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Kuf Pei, the end of Hilchos Tainis, there's a long list of days that were called Tainis Tzadikim, that certain events that happened in Klal Yisrael happened in those days. And the Tzadikim, the Chachomim, they used to have a tainis on that day because of what happened in those days. One of the days is Zayin Cheshvan. The Shulchan Aruch says on Zayin Cheshvan was a tainis because Hebrew Einov Shel Tzidkiyo, they blinded Tzidkiyo's eyes when there was the Churban of Bais Rishon. Tzidkiyo was the last king in the Bais HaMikdash, and he was caught a prisoner. And the Nebuchadnezzar's officers, they blinded his eyes, and they killed his sons in front of his eyes. First of all, we'll to come to this union, we'll start off with Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Vayeshev. Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Vayeshev has a whole arichus. He talks in length about Peretz and Zorach. There was twins that were born to Yehuda from Toma. Their names were Peretz and Zorach. And these two brothers, from Peretz came out Malchus Beis David, and from Zerach came out people that were Choshev Benach the Melucha. Peretz is like, it says that he was supposed to come out second, and then he pushed his way out, he came out first, it says, Ma Porat To Alecho Peretz, Vaikro Shmo Peretz, it's a simen ladova, that a melech is porage, gether, vein mochin biyoda. A melech break into places, come and walk where he could. That's called Peretz. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says that they're connected the sun and the moon. Chamo v'levona. The sun always shines the same. That's connected Zerach. The levona, the moon, sometimes it's full and sometimes it's less. Pomim nifretzes, pomim nismalis. That's the levona. And Malchus Beis David is nimshal to the levona. It says, Ad Yoreach Yikun Olam, that the Malchus Beis David is nimshal to the Levona, that sometimes it's full and sometimes it's not. Like nowadays we don't have Malchus Beis David, once there was. So he says that the Chodesh HaLevona is 29 days. And from Peretz until Tzidkiyo is 29 Doros, connected the 29 days that the Levona is showing. 10 Doros from Peretz until David. And then from David until Tzidkiyo is, that means from Shlomo until Tzidkiyo is 19 Doros. Together we have 29 days of the Levona, and then the Levona disappears, just like Malchus Beis David. From Tzidkiyo on, it disappears. Then he brings a Medrash that counts this Cheshbon of the Doros in a different way. Just like the Levona, the moon, the beginning of the month until the 15th of the month keeps getting stronger and stronger until the whole disc, discus, it says in the Medrash, the whole disc of the Levona gets full, round. So the same thing, Klal Yisrael, the Malchus Beis David, from Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yehuda, and then Peretz, until David, we have 14 Doros, and David is the 14th, the Gematria. David, the Gematria is 14, he's the 14th Dor from Avram Avinu. Shlomo was the 15th. That's when the discus of Levona, the disc of the Levona, the moon, was full, was shalom. That's like the moon that till the 15th of the month gets stronger and fuller. From the 15th of the month until the end of the month, it gets smaller and smaller, just like the Melochim in the time of, from the time of Shlomo on, from Rechavam until Tzidkiyo became weaker and weaker until Cholila the Churban came and Tzidkiyo was taken prisoner. And when Tzidkiyo was taken prisoner and his eyes were blinded, that's like Choser Oro Shel Levona. The moon disappeared, and no more light in the Levona, no more light in Malchus Beis David. And then the Medrash goes on. The Medrash Rabbeinu Bechaya brings, it's in Parshas Bo, he goes on to say that all the years that the Yisrael did Averis in the time of Bais Rishon, the Orbos were Mispalo for Klal Yisrael, because it says Yisu Horim Shalom La'om. The Horim is the Ovos, and they were asking Shalom. They made Shalom Ben Yisrael Avim Shebashamayim. And That's what it says in the end of the psukim there in Tehillim. It says, "Barov shalom ad beli yorech." They made shalom until there was no more moon. Ad beli yorech, till no more moon. That was after 30 doros, after 29 doros, when Tzidkio was taken prisoner and was lost to Malchus Beis Dovid. That's when the Avos couldn't make shalom anymore between the Yidden and Avim Shebashamayim. Now the Chesbon that the Medrash says that there's 29 doros from Avram Avinu till Tzidkio, so that's the Radal, and the Medrash talks about, because really there's four more from Yoshio, so you have to say the Radal says that some of the Melachim are not counted in the Chesbon, but the Medrash says the Chesbon in general is 29. In Horios, in the end of Horios, it says that Tzidkio had a few names. He had a name Matanya and Tzidkio and Shalom. His name was Shalom because Sholmo Malchus Beis David Yomov. It was finished to Malchus Beis David in his days. Tzidkio because he was Mastik Tzidin. On Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara says in Moed Kotten that Shlomo HaMelech made a Chanukah Sabayis from Zion Tishrei for 14 days. Comes out that the last day was Hoshana Rabbah, and the Shmini Atzeres was the last day they came to give to say a bracha and to depart from Shlomo after all the Simcha of Chanukah Sabayis. That was the day. Some Sforim even call it the Ushpizin of Shlomo. We have seven Ushpizin that says in the Zohar in Kabbalah Ariza that there's Inyonim and Sukkos connected. The 7 days of Sukkos connected seven. The Obos Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, and David. And after David comes Shmini Atzeres, which the Pesukim say that was the day of Shlomo HaMelech, when everybody got together and they got brachas from Shlomo. Then the Gemara Moed Katan says that the next day they came again to Shlomo to get a bracha, because when you leave the city you have to get one more bracha. So the day of Shlomo HaMelech is Shmini Atzeres. There's a pasuk like that in Divrei HaYomim. And if we count from Shlomo HaMelech's day, from Shmini Atzeres until Zion Cheshvan, we have left Chof Beis Tishrei, so we have 8 days left of Tishrei, and then 7 days in Cheshvan. That's 15 days. So if the Girsa in the Shulchan Aruch is that on Zvav Cheshvan was Ivru Ein of Shot Tzidkio, so it's exactly the day of Tzidkio. 14 days after Shlomo, 14 doros after Shlomo, that's the day that Tzidkio lost his melucha and was Ivru Ein of Shot Tzidkio. If it's the Girsa Zayin Cheshvan, so he lost it on that day, and the next day was the day afterwards. That we'll explain in a few minutes. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Dafayin Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Reb Zera Ashkach L'Reb Yehuda. Reb Zera saw Reb Yehuda, he met up with Reb Yehuda. He was standing on the gateway, the door of the house of his father-in-law, Apischa de Bechamu, and he saw that Reb Yehuda was B'dicha Daite, was in a very good mood. And whatever I would ask him, the boy mine kol chaloli alma, if I would ask him anything in the world, anything, physics, mathematics, or whatever, anything that has to do in the world, he would tell me. So he asked him many things that are really removing, that the Gemara needs pshat. One of the things he asked him, my chayme karna de kamtza rekicha, why the horns of the ant are soft? Why aren't they hard? I mean, probably the question is because most horns of all animals are hard material, and the ant, the carnines, the two front antennas and the ant are soft. So he answered him, Mishum de dairei bechilfi, because the ants, they live near where there's trees of arova, and if they would be of solid material, so when they come near those trees, near the arova, so they would break. And once they break, so Shmuel says, Haiman the boy lis me lekam, whoever wants to blind ant, so he should take out the horns. That means once the horns of the ant break, so he can't see anymore. He loses his eyesight. And the Gro says, Pshat in the Agadita, that this is Keneged Klal Yisrael, because the manhigim, the leadership of Klal Yisrael, is called the Keren, the horn, the one that goes in front, and they're also called Einei Ho'edo. It says in Vayikra, Imei Einei Ho'edo Nesu Salish Gogo, and that's the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin are the eyes, and the horns of Klal Yisrael. They are the eyes that they see everything that's going on, and they could see eyes as a remnant to what it means. The meaning of the eyes means what they could see. They could understand what's the outcome of any situation. They could see the asidus. The chacham odif minavi could understand what's going to be out of our ma'asim now. That's how they lead Klal Yisrael. So they're called the Einei or Eidel. And Klal Yisrael's nimshal in the Mola of the Gros says, because it says, Anamolin am lo az. And there's a lot of things that says, Leichal Namola. So the Klal Yisrael's nimshal in the Mola, and they come between the Arabas. Arabas is Ein lo tam v'ref, that's like the Rishoyim. So when a Rosh Hashashah Mesachekes, or when the Rosh has a good time, and he doesn't have any trouble, and he's Sholeit, the one who's leading and is guiding, so the Klal Yisrael have to be soft, and they have to be careful not to go headlong against the Russia, today not to lose their own leadership. They have to be very careful. So, Al Kopani, we see in this Quran, this Gemara, that the leadership of Klal Yisrael is called the eyes. That's what they see, the Osi, to lead, to guide where to go from here, to know what the next step is going to be. And the Gemara, in the Medrash, in the Yalkut Shimoni, in the end of Melachim, it says that there were people that had kochos, had abilities and certain qualifications like Odom Arishon. They had the ikar chushim like Odom Arishon. So it says Sikyo had the eyesight of Odom Arishon. They ain't Odom Arishon. And the officers of Nebuchadnezzar stuck iron rods into his eyes, and he didn't get blind. It still could be, was able to see, because his eyesight was not a natural eyesight. It was like from Odom Arishon. And natural ways can't take out his eyesight. But when they killed his son, Shachat to his Bonav Le'enav, so that's when he lost his eyesight to Bocha. That's when he cried. So it says that the eyesight of Sidkio was the Melech, and he's the Einei or Eidel, the guider and the leadership of the Klal Yisrael. When his eyesight is gone, because the Malchus Beis David is gone, that's when it's Nichba Ora Shalavana. So I was thinking, his sons is the next door that were supposed to take over the Malchus. The Tziodua, that the month of the Levana is more than 29 days. It's 29 days and another less than 24 hours. It's another half a day, another few hours. And that's not counted. Usually you say the day of the month of the Levana is 29 days, but it's a little more than 29 days. So it could be that all the doors, Rabbeinu Bechai is talking about the kings that actually were kings. But the children of Tzidkio, they never were zochah to become kings. They were killed before they were kings when Malchus Beis David finished. So that connected the next hours, the extra hours of the month that are part of the month of the Levona, that connected the children of Tzidkio when already there is no Levona anymore, there's no Malchus Beis David, that's when he was able to kill the children, connected that. So that would come out on Zion Cheshvan. If either Tzidkio was on Vav Cheshvan, so it's Vav Cheshvan, including the extra hours, and Zion Cheshvan is connected the next door, connected the children that were killed, the children of Tzidkio. That's when he lost his eyesight, because really his leadership could have continued. But once he had no Hemshech, he had no continuation, no children to sit on his throne, so that's when Einei Tzidkio, the leadership, the outlook for the future, he had no future, that's when he lost his eyesight. And that's connected to the Manhigim of Klal Yisrael that are called the Einei or Eidel, that's the Torah that was happened on Zion Cheshvan, that he lost his eyesight, Einei Tzidkio either. So it could be that although this happened in Bais Rishon, at the Takon of Talu Motar and Bais Sheni, but still the Torah continued also in the time of Bais Sheni, that we lost the Malchus Beis David and it didn't come back. So it could be that's why Dafka we say on Zion Cheshvan, we say Talu Motar. The Gemara says that Zion Cheshvan was the day of Talu Motar because in the second Beis Hamikdash, the only regalim, they used to go back to Basel, to Iraq, after they came to Aliyah L'Regel, and took them 15 days to get back. Zion Cheshvan, everybody already came back. Achron Shem Yisrael came back to Nahal Peros, they came back to their houses, and they weren't, if the rain would have been in the middle, would have been hard for them to go back to their houses. They wouldn't come L'Aliyah L'Regel. That's why they made a takona that Talu Motar should wait The rain should wait till the people that come to Regel should go back to their places. That's when Zion Cheshen, everybody's back home to their places. So that's a day that we start anew. We start a new rain, a new season, new tavur. So even though that was the day that Eini Tzidkiyahu either as the Tzorah, that we lost our leadership, we lost all that we had, but it's a day to start looking to the future, to start anew, and to start asking for a new tavur, a new year, and new things happening. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zochet, it should be Gula Shleimah, here.